Okay, so for in the first one, we used LB, that LB stuff, which is a type of broth, is basically just food for the bacteria. All right? But also in that first one, we used transformation solution, and you can probably guess from the name what that is for. Yeah, the transformation solution includes what salt? Exactly, calcium chloride, which increases the competence, exactly, good, of the bacteria. In other words, it makes them more likely to successfully transform. Now, in the second one, we use resuspension solution. What is that for?
To resuspend the pellet.
Exactly. When you don't use that until you have gotten rid of your supernatant, which, by the way, is everything but the cells. Okay? In the stuff that you take out of the big tube with the red top, that is a suspension of cells. The cells are the only things that have the protein in them at this point, so they're what you're interested in. They're the heaviest part of that, though, so when you centrifuge that, the pellet contains the cells. You get rid of the supernatant. You do that twice just so that you can get as many cells as possible in one big pellet. But then you have to resuspend that pellet by adding more liquid. That's what the resuspension solution is for. Okay? What's the next solution that you use?
Lysis
solution or lysis buffer. What is lysis? It's the rupturing of the cells. So why do you need to rupture these cells? Not to spill out the DNA. What are you interested in ultimately in the second experiment? Purifying the... Not the plasmid. What are you trying to purify? Not the pegloplasmid, no. What is the title of the activity? Purification of what? I mean, what is it called? Purification of what? Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then, yes, it is piglo. That's why you have to rupture the cells to spill that out. And what's next? What kind of solution?
The neutralization.
Neutralization solution. And that neutralizes the charge. Okay, which makes it does the same thing basically that the salt did in your DNA lab. All right? And then what's next? You're going to centrifuge it after the neutralization solution. Okay, a wash solution will basically just clean out the filter. Get anything that's stuck to the filter still that you don't want out of there. And then what after the wash solution?
Elution solution.
And then finally the elution solution that I talked about originally. That gets the stuff you're interested in that's still stuck to the filter out in the final step. And notice that in that final step you're not eluting it into the uncapped collection tube anymore. You're eluting it in the final step into a capped one so you can save the stuff. All right? So make sure that when you save the stuff, you have it labeled with your group so that you can get it later. We're going to go to the next one, 5-4, later, and we're going to need what you produced today for that other lab. So don't just label it the way the manual says. In addition to that label, put on some identifier for your group.
Okay. So we went to go get the stuff out of the bottom, but it's stuck in here. So we don't know what to do.